Unit 1, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 10. Listen and then read the interview.
Grandpa, you know so much about African history. Can you tell me something about Tiaroy 44?
Well, Fanta dear, Tiaroy 44 is a long and sad story. It's a story of injustice, of ingratitude, and of betrayal.
Please tell me about it. Please, Grandpa.
Have you heard of the Tirailleurs Sénégalais?
I think they were Senegalese colonial soldiers fighting for France.
They weren't all Senegalese. They were African soldiers recruited into the French army. They were all sent to Saint-Louis in Senegal to embark for France. During the First and Second World Wars, they fought fiercely to defend France.
Which countries did the soldiers come from? And what does tirailleur mean?
In English, a tirailleur is a rifleman or a soldier with a gun. The soldiers came from Côte d'Ivoire, Mali, formerly French Sudan, Senegal, Burkina Faso, formerly Upper Volta, Benin, formerly Dahomey, Chad, Central African Republic, North Africa, and so on.
But what is Tiaroy 44?
In those days, there was discrimination between the African soldiers and the white French soldiers. They fought in the same wars together. They were not, however, treated equally. At the end of the war, the white soldiers were honored and they received pensions. The tirailleurs Sénégalais, however, were not honored and they did not receive pensions. The tirailleurs Sénégalais, therefore, organized rebellions in many parts of France to protest against this injustice. So the French army decided to transfer them to Senegal by force. This was in November 1944.
And then what happened?
The French army transported all the African soldiers to Tiaroy in a military camp not far from Dakar. Instead of honoring them, they changed their uniforms into ordinary ones and forced them to wear red hats called Shechia in Arabic. The African soldiers thought that this was a sign of disrespect and dishonor. They continued to demand their pensions. When their superiors refused to pay them, the tirailleurs Sénégalais rebelled and took a French general as a hostage.
Really? And then?
They freed the general because he promised to settle their problems. But instead of keeping his promise, the general used the French army and the police force to attack the tirailleurs Sénégalais. The soldiers were massacred at 3 a.m. on the morning of the 1st of December 1944. They were sleeping and they were unarmed.
That's terrible. What cruelty. How many were killed?
I can't tell you. The number was between 30 and 40.
Were there any survivors?
There were quite a few. They were all sent to prison. I was one of them.
What? Oh, my darling grandpa!